I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. It is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Northern Michigan University in Marquette, and we were joined in the studios earlier today by Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson to talk about it. Here's more.
The beginning of the fall semester is really one of my very favorite times of the year, particularly because I like freshman move-in day and watch all the students come back. And the bulk of the student population moved in actually on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was just mayhem over there. But the great thing was we had lots of students show up to help with the move-in, and a lot of faculty and staff as well. So tried to work real hard to make that move-in process easier. And my job was to help carry a refrigerator to the third floor, but more importantly, to provide counseling services to parents. And it's interesting because I've watched some parents who this is their first child, mm-hmm. and some parents that this is their fourth child and final child.
But they're here now, and yep. another school year underway. As we always have talked with you and other folks from the university, mm-hmm. there is always some successes to be found and also challenges sure. in particular right now. I mean, we know that the history right now of funding and those kinds of things are creating some issues in higher education across the state. Northern's no different from that. What are some of the things that you're seeing that will be happening this year with that?
Well, we're working really hard to do everything we can to keep our costs down and to keep education as affordable as possible. And that's always difficult as you have as there's been a big shift in how higher education has been funded over the last 20 plus years. And the way we're attacking that problem is trying to keep tuition as low as we can, yet still provide a quality education. And secondly, work on ways in which we can help our students graduate sooner. Because if you can graduate a semester or a year sooner than you would normally do, you can really save quite a bit as a family and as a student.
We're talking with NMU President Fritz Erickson this morning. What are some of those things that you're doing to try to get someone to maybe move through in an expedited manner?
One of the things we're doing that we launched well over a year ago is what we call the Northern Promise. It's our partnership with area high schools to help students get more college credit done in high school before they come to us. So if you can come with a semester's mm-hmm. worth of credit, more power to you. That's really going to help you in a lot of ways. We're also getting ready to ramp up what we think are some really innovative summer programs for our students to help with the transition, so we can not only help them be better prepared as they start into the fall because they've got some classes done, they've developed friendship networks, but again, it gets them credits earlier in the process. And then last, we're really working on looking at curricular issues and making sure that we can offer our courses in the right sequence, that we can provide opportunities for students, and to help them stay focused on their major or their chosen field, and hopefully not have our students change majors as often as some of them do.
First day of classes at Northern Michigan University for the fall semester. And as we talk about some of the transitions and changes, dormitory projects are being done right now, Payne Hall and others, under demolition, new ones being built. Tell us the latest on that.
Well, if you're a former resident of Payne Hall, you better get your last looks in the next 2 days because mm-hmm. it's almost all downright now. And we faced a situation where we really had to do something with our quad one, Payne, Halverson, Spalding, Gantt, mm-hmm. And that group. We still had asbestos in the buildings. We still had single pane windows, terribly inefficient. And so our goal in having to deal with this was to be able to do this in the most cost effective fashion we could for our students.
Which has resulted in a public private partnership.
That's right.
How did that come to be?
Well, we started investigating. Our team really got out and started looking at ways in which we could approach something. And we didn't put any restrictions on how we should explore. We wanted to explore every option. And it became pretty clear pretty quick that this public-private option could actually have us build what we think will be the finest dorms in the state of Michigan. And do so in a way that was actually the least expensive for our students.
Is this what the students are looking for? I mean, have you gone and had a chance to ask them and say, what would make it better for you?
Yeah, and we did a lot of survey work, a lot of charrettes, a lot of meetings toward other campuses, and to see the impact that these kinds of dorms have. And the thing is, 93% of students today coming to college grew up with their own room at home. I shared it with my brother, and I still tease him that I'm still scarred by that experience. And so our students want the community aspect of it, but some level of additional privacy with that. And so what we're building is a little bit bigger, a little bit more modern, that brings the best of both worlds together.
Also, I know that you are working with the bookstore. There's some changes there as well. So yeah.
The challenge we had with the bookstore was very much related to competing with Amazon and other online distributors. Sure. And in order for us to be competitive, to keep our prices down, we really needed to have a partner. And Barnes & Noble came in, partnered with us. They've done an outstanding job so far. If you haven't been to the new bookstore, you just walk in and you just see a whole different place. Mm. And they've committed substantial resources to renovating the facility when we get ready to renovate the university center.
That's the comments of Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.